Join the conversation at everydaynovelist.com. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find the host at J.D. Sawyer on minds.com, or hit him up at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Today we hear from Roland, responding to our recent episode on editing metrics. He says,
I'm not sure where the obsession with counting words came from. Maybe it was NaNoWriMo. However it started, the metric of X words per day has gotten out of hand, especially when it comes to things that are not actual writing. I see questions about how to translate outlining, world building, and editing into words per day like there's some sort of magical formula when it really doesn't freaking matter. Once, a guy said he wanted to join Writing Challenge, but he's in the middle of character sketches and wanted a metric so he could play along. These were literal sketches. Drawings. Go away. Anyhow, I said my piece and left the group for a few weeks until it all blew over, but that's about how I feel about this insane obsession with word count. Yesterday, I spent 4 hours outlining backstory so I could write 500 words. There's no formula for that. I also walked 2 miles without wearing headphones to work through a few plot points. How many words is that? We're writers, and we do all sorts of different tasks, and they don't all need a common denominator. That being said, your editing metric is fine, but the real question one should be asking is, how long do I have to finish my edits? What's the deadline? If I have 30 days to finish my edits, I divide my chapter, page, or word count by 30 and edit that minimum number of whatevers per day.
That's not a bad metric. That's not a bad approach. It's actually a very good approach. And, I'm you know... I worship at the altar of the holy word count. but yeah, you're absolutely right about all of that. It's wanting to play along with character sketches. Oh, man. It's like going to a poker tournament and trying to ante in by playing tiddlywinks. Or thinking you're participating because you have one beer every time somebody... It's like the drinking game version of writing, right? You pick a completely unrelated activity and you just sort of hang out near the writing. I don't get it either.
I'm sorry, how does that relate to drinking games?
Well, drinking games are a completely unrelated activity. Like, you do something, you hang out near something, and then every time someone does a certain thing, you take a drink.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So, yeah, it's like the drinking games of writing. Words written are words written, and they are the protuberance into our dimension of vast, hyper-intelligent, pan-dimensional processes. You can tell I've been re-listening to Hitchhiker's Guide recently.
Now I want somebody to come up with a drinking game for writers.
Yeah, Hemingway already did that.
Type a word, have it drink.
Yeah. Bleed on the keyboard, drink yourself to death. Writing has been a drinking game for writers for centuries. Sobriety and art rarely go hand in hand.
I clearly picked the wrong profession. I should be a writer.
And I clearly picked the wrong profession because my version of being drunk is, oh, look, 2 shots of whiskey. That'll last me an evening. Oh, man. Well, yeah. Thank you for sending it in, Roland. Love it. Agree with most of it, couldn't agree more with most of it, and valuable addition to the conversation, so thank you very much, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.